DW.
Veamos. Una función es una relación entre dos magnitudes o variables numéricas, es decir...
A function is a relationship between a dependent variable and an independent variable, usually represented by x and y.
Los valores se denomina variable independiente.
This TV program, aimed at secondary school students, is introducing the mathematical concept of a function, using the example of a family-owned circus calculating its income based on attendance. For many public school students in Mexico, programs like these have become an important method of learning since in-person classes were suspended on March 23rd. Since then, schools across the country have been making the difficult transition to distance learning, with the help of an online platform developed by the Mexican government. Internet access is limited across the country, and television and radio have also become important parts of the distance learning program. Public television stations are now playing educational programs around the clock, with programming for students of all levels, between early childhood education and secondary school.
En nuestro ejemplo del circo, la sustitución sería A es igual a 120 sobre 15.
The algebra program is slow and basic, but it's hard to imagine a student actually learning math just from watching it. Like many of the other programs on air at the moment, it was designed for a very different context, as part of the Telesecundaria program, in which television programs are used as an aid for teachers in rural areas. That's according to Jesus Ojeda, a representative from the National Coordinator of Education Workers, or CNTE for short, a radical teachers union that wields significant power in the state of Oaxaca. Oaxaca, in Mexico's south, is a largely rural state, and only 30% of the population has internet access here. For Ojeda, the pandemic highlights the inequality built into the Mexican education system, as he told me over a Skype call from his home in the Mixtec region of Oaxaca.
La contingencia nos permite...
This emergency situation makes it easier to see that many of our communities are so underdeveloped, and that even though we've heard all this talk about development, about modernity, there are communities who have been left behind. Most of the communities don't have access to networks, to internet, and in extreme cases, they don't even have electricity.
The result is that in some of the most isolated communities, there have been no educational activities since March 23rd, not even via distance learning, according to teachers. Ojeda says distance learning might make sense in urban areas, but not in rural areas and remote indigenous communities. In Oaxaca, the state government produced instructional audio material in the 16 indigenous languages that are taught in schools around the state, including this program in Zapotec, a language spoken by around 500,000 people, mostly in Oaxaca.
Xinchepanel, Narahueva, Benesanchelonepanel, Cabeneshisha, Beneshon.
But these programs have a hard time finding their way to places where even radio signal and electricity are unreliable or non-existent. Ojeda and his colleagues are working hard to find ways to provide education to disadvantaged students by traveling to remote regions to hand out printed materials. But the teachers are worried about spreading the disease further by traveling to such places. About 40% of Oaxaca's townships have no confirmed cases of COVID yet, and some communities have even set up roadblocks to stop outsiders from coming in. The federal government directed certain townships with no cases, including 40% of those in Oaxaca, to end the lockdown and open schools back up on Monday, May 18th. But the CNTE, as well as local governments, think it's still not safe to reopen, so most schools in Oaxaca will remain shuttered for the time being. Teachers are taking precautions to prevent spreading the virus and work with parents to figure out safe ways to distribute materials. For Lilia Delia, a primary school teacher in the small city of Huajuapan, Oaxaca, the strategy involves leaving materials in a certain place for parents to pick up.
We prepare the materials, and then we make a plan with the parents to leave them in a bakery close to the school. They pick up the materials for their kids and make copies. And once the students have completed everything, they drop the material back off again. That way, they don't have to be getting together in groups or anything like that.
The inequality in the Mexican education system is both economic and geographic. In urban areas, the transition has been much smoother because access to internet, computers, and mobile phones is much more widespread. Valeria Ocampo, a sixth grade student at a public school in the city of Jalapa, Veracruz, says she even prefers the distance learning in some ways.
Honestly, I prefer it this way. From Monday to Friday, every teacher sends activities depending on the schedule. I feel like there's more focus on each student, more than when we have the class at school. Sometimes the teachers send us an activity and ask us to turn it in a few hours later.
For Valeria, who has her own tablet, online tools such as Google Classroom are the main mode of instruction, and the television programs are supplementary. But she admits that it's harder to concentrate at home, and she's worried her grades might suffer.
At my school, I have my teachers there and my classmates, so I'm present and concentrated on what I'm doing. Now I feel like I'm getting distracted, and I can't concentrate on my homework. So my grades could go down, and that could mean I won't get into a good preparatory school.
Younger students depend even more on their parents to support them through the distance learning process. That's been frustrating for Memo Bautista, whose three-year-old son Demian is studying in a public preschool in Mexico City. The experience has given Bautista a new appreciation for the teaching profession.
Porque yo sí creo que se necesita tener método, pero además de método se necesita tener esa vocación.
I think that you need to have a method, and you also need to have the vocation to be a teacher, to understand how a small child thinks, in this case a three-year-old boy, and to understand how he can access the knowledge that you want to give him. There are things you do and you think are obvious and easy for everyone else, but it's not true. So Demian had to do an addition exercise. For us, it's obvious that 1 + 1 = 2, but you have to explain the concept to him because it's the first time he's ever done addition. You have to explain why 1 + 1 = 2 and why it isn't 3.
Hay que explicarle por qué 1 y 1 son 2 y por qué no pueden ser 3.
For Joanna Belmont, a child psychologist and primary school teacher in Mexico City, the idea of relying on parents has its limits.
Hay muchísimos factores que influyen que un alumno aprenda o no.
There are many factors which influence whether or not a student learns. And now with the lockdown, there are probably topics where the parents aren't able to help their children, and that gets in the way of learning.
The government plans for some students, in areas with a low risk of transmission, to return to the classroom by June 1st. However, at least 16 of Mexico's 32 states have announced that in-person schooling will not resume on June 1st. And the distance learning will likely continue until the school year ends on July 17th. Because of the time that was lost, teachers may need to review certain topics in the next cycle. There's also fear that more students than usual will drop out this year and not return to school. Belmont thinks that the interruption in the curriculum can be salvaged, but she's concerned more for the emotional development of the children who are missing in-person schooling at this moment.
Creo que la parte importante es el contacto humano.
I think that the important part is human contact, not just in education. So the biggest effects of this isolation are going to be emotional. I think that the things we learn in school, we can learn those things in different ways, but the in-person interaction, you can't do it when you're isolated with just your family or a few people, like we all are now. And I think it's important to implement some strategies to achieve that emotional element.
DW.